Well, good Thursday morning, everybody. How are you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, your independent clergy, and what else? Your friend. How's everybody doing? Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. I've got a full show lined up today. We are up and rolling here at Faith Studio One, the beautiful iHeartRadio studio in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. We got, would you guys believe it's going to get up to 83 degrees today here in Fort Worth, Texas? I mean, it's just unbelievable. It just seems like it just never ends. It's hot one minute and cold the next, and we got a cold front coming in about 2 days. But anyway, I hope you all are doing well. I hope you're getting your Christmas shopping done. Of course, today is December the 9th, 2021. And I hope you got a chance also to listen to Uplifting Wednesday yesterday with Phil Driscoll, some of his music. And we're going to be playing some of his Christmas music, at least two more, possibly three. We'll see how it goes. Most likely two more songs before our podcast show is over. And we will spotlight Phil Driscoll later on sometime, guys. He's known for that trumpet, and he's got a beautiful, talented voice, and I'll tell you what, he really touches my heart with his music. Okay, I want to remind you, if you have any questions or comments, suggestions, prayer requests, anytime, email me at faithstudio1 or wherever I'm at. morningsbrew@gmail.com is my email address. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Or like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check the like button. Follow me on all the major networks. And you're like, CA, can you remind us again what they are? Sure. Let's do it this way. We're syndicated on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, now Amazon Music. And if you just want to simply Google me, search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, you can find me there. I want to highly encourage you guys. Please like my Facebook page. I do live casts from time to time. And, you know, I'd love to see you guys pop up and say hi to me. Now, I do have special guests coming up soon and very soon. I've been extremely busy, if you can only imagine, not just during Christmas time. This is a busy time of the year in the life of the Hall family. But got a lot of upcoming things coming up I'll be talking about in the future. Also, in addition to that, I'm going to still get these people that I want to get interviewed in on our live cast. So please be sure to follow me and like me for free. All right. Other than that, let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today. What do you say? Whoops, wrong button. See, that happens. Hang on a second. Let me get it right here. Dr. Funk, there we go. That's a CA oops, by the way. I've got a Bible devotion on a Thursday. We're going to talk about Heavenly Herald and Phil Driscoll music. Also, that's right, the deacon's here at the studio. He's over here laughing at me. And the green man himself, standing in about 6'5". That's right, 6'5". The Grinch, and he smells good, by the way. You bet. He got his heart right with Jesus Christ last year. He's going to share a little bit about that. Also, I'm going to be Bible teaching or giving you some helps on. There's 10 verses that you can't get to Christmas without reading. Again, 10 verses you can't get to Christmas without reading. We're going to be talking about that. You guys are going to get a lot out of that. All right, so you ready to shake it off a little bit? It's Thursday. Come on now. We're getting closer to the weekend. Shake it off. You had a bad week, your week's fixing to get better. We're here to help serve for God, be your brother in Christ. We're here to kind of uplift you as far as what you might have been going through this week. So just shake it off, okay? Let's do it with some jumping jacks. Jumping jack ready? I know I am. Where's Jack Elaine when you need him? Well, he's gone home to be with the Lord, but that's okay. Here we go. All right, let's get pumped up. I see you out there somewhere out in podcast land, everybody. Radio land. All right, I believe in you. Come on, let's pump it up. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. On a Thursday morning. Okay, and today's Bible devotion is on Heavenly Herald. If you go to the book of John, chapter 10 and verse 10, it simply says, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. You know, Christmas is not just a date on the calendar, friends. It's a, It's not just an annual holiday. It's not a day to glorify selfishness or materialism. Christmas is the celebration of the event that's in heaven to singing, an event that gives the stars the night sky and a new brilliance. Christmas tells us at a specific time and at a specific place and a specific person was born. The person was, in the words of the ancient Christian creed, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, the Lord Jesus Christ. From the lips of him who came fell these words, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save us that which is lost. You can read that in the book of Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. Like piercing trumpets, their words herald and breaking of the divine to human history. They declare that heaven has come to our rescue and that God has not left us to stumble alone on this earth pathway. What a wonderful and glorious hope we have because of that first Christmas. Amen. Amen. All right, stand by. We're going to call the Deke up first, and then we got the big, tall, green man that you guys are waiting for, the Grinch. We'll have his music coming up, too. Stand by. The Deacon wants his music first, though.
Everybody clap your hands with the Deacon.
All right, Deacon, we'll do that. Getting your intro going, buddy.
Sounds good, C.A. I am pumped up here, Face Studio One.
All right, here we go, guys. Let's listen.
Come on, everybody, let's dance. Woo, yeah, buddy. How about that, Mr. Grinch? What can you do, buddy? Big old tall green man that is.
Okay, Deacon. All right, I want to give, let's go ahead and intro him. He's already kind of wanted to, he's so hungry to want to talk on the air. Let's give him a cheer. Let's give him a hand clap here at Face Studio One. How about some morning crow? On a Thursday morning. Let's make him laugh. There you go. Someone whistle at that guy, will you? Tell him get over here as soon as possible. Drum roll. Fanfare. Countdown for the D.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right. Your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas, here on a Thursday, and he's going to talk a little bit about his Thanksgiving, and then we're going to get ready to call the big, tall, green man that is all cleaned up. Yes, he is cleaned, and we're talking about the Grinch. Okay, Deacon, here you go.
Well, thank you, CA, and I appreciate it. How's everybody doing? I hope everybody had a very happy Thanksgiving. I did. And CA, I just want to share with you, I had turkey, I had dressing, I had mashed potatoes, I had pumpkin pie. I had cake.
Yeah?
I was like a garbage disposal there, CA.
Well, that's good.
And let me top it off. That's right. Let me top it off with sweet tater pie.
Wait a minute. Now, you said sweet tater pie?
Yeah, I meant sweet tater pie.
Sweet potato pie, Deacon.
Well, CA, what does it matter? It's tater pie. Tater pie.
Okay, I got you. I got you. Well, I'm glad you had a good Thanksgiving. Now, I got a quick question. Do you like the white meat, the dark meat, or the turkey leg?
CA, I like the turkey leg. I also like the white meat. Now, the darker meat, Miss Mildred, my lovely wife, Deacon wants to tell the Grinch over there. My lovely wife, hello, my lovely wife, Miss Mildred, she loves that dark meat, okay? But that's okay. I take the white meat, she take the dark meat, and by the time the kiddos get and the grandkids get in the vibe, we don't have any turkey left. You know what I mean? Then it's ready for Deacon to take a nice little nap. Her honey pie gets ready. Get up early and go do shopping. You know what I mean, CA?
Oh, yeah. Every woman's favorite thing to do, or men's thing, mostly women, is to go Christmas shopping. Now, before I get ready to call the Grinch, and I will want to share this with you, I might as well, is one time I got up early to go get a toaster, right? $10 toaster at Walmart, out of all things. And I literally, at 4 a.m. in the morning, no, I got up at 3 a.m., and I had to fight to find a parking spot for a little $10 measly toaster, right?
Yeah, and I had, and what else, and what'd you say you had?
Oh, okay, you're interrupting me. That's okay, Deacon. What I had was, I had this thing that they unraveled, and they only had about 100 of them, and there was probably about 99, maybe 102 of us, it seemed like. So yours truly, like a football game, had to go in there and grab a toaster. And it was just, it was incredible. I got baskets rammed into my back end and everything else. We're trying to keep it clean since it's a Christian show.
Oh, I understand. I think that's so hilarious. Well, now, let you get ready to intro the Grinch in. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, stand by. We're fixing to get the Grinch.
You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Full of spiders, you've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Wow, Mr. Grinch in the studio. It's been about a year. Let's give a cheer. He's a changed Mr. Grinch, folks. Give a hand clap. Give him some morning crow. Much deserved. Laugh at him. He is hilarious. Whistle at him. Deacon, be quiet over there. Let's give him a drum roll. Our very special guest, Mr. Grinch. Fanfare, countdown for
10,
the Grinch.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You know, it's been a year, ladies and gentlemen, but I welcome your friend, my new friend from a year ago. He came from being the ugly, nasty Mr. Grinch to a soul-searching Christian, a nicer, loving Mr. Grinch from Whoville. Let's welcome here at Faith Studio One in downtown Fort Worth, the iHeartRadio studio, your friend, my friend, Mr. Grinch. Hello, Mr. Grinch, and hello from the Deacon here in a minute. Deacon, I got your mic muted for a little bit. We need to let Mr. Grinch talk. Mr. Grinch, are you ready?
I am CA, and hello, all doing? This is the Grinch. And yes, I'm glad to be back, CA, after 1 year. And Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I had a good one. And you know what? I am a changed person. It was a year ago, CA, that I accepted Jesus Christ into my life. That is wonderful. And hello, Deacon Paul Brown. Well, hello there, Mr. Glitch. How are you doing, sir? I am doing just fine, and everything's going great, and I'm just so happy I stepped out of Whoville to come down here and see CA. No other better place to be but the iHeartRadio studio in downtown Fort Worth.
That's right. Hello, hello, hello. I'm so glad you're back, Mr. Grinch. It's always a special treat every year to have you up here at Faith Studio 1 to visit with me, to share your thoughts, to tell me what's been going on in Whoville. We're going to have you on a few times. I don't know how many times we're going to have you on. I was trying to get you and the deacon together last week, but we had some audio trouble.
See, hey, that's understandable. I understand. And you know, maybe back when my heart wasn't right with Jesus Christ, but now it is. And you know what? I am so happy. You know why? My heart that was so solemn has now gotten bigger.
That's right. Absolutely. Because you had a heart change.
Amen, brother. Amen. That's right. And no one else can tell you that but you and Jesus Christ, because Christ loves you and he loves all of us. Amen, CA, and amen, Glitch. Amen.
That's right. Amen. Big amen. That's right. And you know what? When our heart is changed, we go through a heart change. And having Christ in our heart and loving him and trusting in him, putting all of our faith, guys, hope and trust in him, we can't go wrong.
That's right, CA. I agree 100%. And let me tell you, in Whoville, we have had Bible study. And then in Whoville, we've also been decorating the tree. Now, back when it was the old Grinch, I used to mess around and take people's Christmas packages. And that was pretty sorry.
Now, wait a minute, Deacon. Judge not. That happens. He had a heart change. He found Christ.
That's right. And I'm a happy person now.
There you go. He's a happy person now because he can go out and spread the word. He's a changed Mr. Grinch. He's a Grinch, but he's a good Mr. Grinch. And we're happy to have him as one of our guest hosts every year here at the iHeartRadio studio, Faith Studio 1, when he can come by to visit. And I've had a lot of people, Mr. Grinch, wanting you back. And I'm glad that they're going to be able to hear you. And I had someone had sent me an email. If you don't mind, may I share it?
Yes, please share it, CA.
Okay. They want to know how your little dog's doing. We haven't heard much about him.
Oh, him. He's doing fine. He's down in Whoville, but he's doing fine. And I want to tell all the boys and girls out there. Oh, sorry, CA. I hit your mic. I just want to tell all the boys and girls out there, no worries. Everything's going great. He's down in Whoville right now. He's just having the time of his life. And we're just having a wonderful time. And CA, guess what they made me now?
I have no idea.
Yeah, please share, please share.
Okay, Deacon, hang on. You're getting overly tight.
They made me the mayor of Whoville.
How exciting. That's great.
Yeah, CA, it's very fun. And I'll be sharing more of that later on.
Sounds good. Sounds great. Well, Deacon, do you want to say a few things before we kind of let Mr. Grinch listen to what I'm going to be teaching on? But I want him to hear some Phil Driscoll songs. There's like a couple of them we're going to be playing, two or three more we're going to be playing today.
CA, I just want to tell the Grinch, I'm very excited that you're back with us for a little bit through this little small seasonal time that we have. And I'm glad, I want to congratulate you for being the mayor of Whoville. Well, thank you, Deacon. I really appreciate that. And I have had a heart change, and I'm very excited.
That's right. And here's the email question that another one more question that someone had asked. And they say, Mr. Grinch, do you like banana pudding?
Oh, CA, I love green banana pudding. It has to be green.
Okay. So I guess they probably put the coloring in the banana.
Yeah, they do. They make it green. Green, that's disgusting. I need to take you down there to the to the Tulip Cafe. They got greens there, but they don't have green banana or nana pudding. Well, Mr. Grinch, I understand. No problem.
There you go. All right, guys. Grinch, it's sure good for you to come by and have a brief visit. We'll have you more on the air through the time. Deacon, is there anything else you want to say? Let's let you guys say goodbye.
Well, I just want to say thank you, CA, for letting me spend some time with you. We're going to listen to you as you do your Bible study here in a little bit and listen to some Phil Driscoll music, which I highly recommend everybody just listen to that man. He's very talented. I agree. And everybody just be careful when you're out going Christmas shopping and be sure to drink you some pumpkin spice at Starbucks or wherever it might be. It seems like Dunkin' Donuts got that little issue too with wanting to sell it. Oh, I understand. Yes. And I just want to tell everybody, thank you for welcoming me back. This is the Grinch, and I just want y'all to have a wonderful time going Christmas shopping. Kids, be sure to go visit your Santa Claus. Be safe out there, everybody, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Sounds good, Mr. Grinch. Sounds good. Guys, all right, here we go. We're going to be playing right now Phil Driscoll, Winter Wonderland. Sounds of Phil Driscoll. I hope you guys have been enjoying that. I hope you enjoyed the Deacon and the Grinch, we'll have them more on as well. Well, today, on a Thursday morning, I'm going to talk about, I went to my biblical archives. There are 10 verses that you can't get to Christmas without reading. You know, friends, I want you to keep in mind that God's words are powerful and true. And whether you realize it or not, it's often in the busiest and most chaotic seasons that His words can get pushed aside, if you think about it. You know, this Christmas, may God help us fight against that tendency. May He help us spend time in His presence daily. For that, the very place we are filled and refreshed to live strong in the world that sometimes can be a struggle. You know, Jesus truly is the whole message and hope of Christmas. And if you're looking for a place to start reading to help you focus on the most important season, here are my ideas. The number one I want to talk about out of the 10 is He is our hope. If you go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 9 and verse 6, it says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and a government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." You know, the powerful truth, friends, through Isaiah, the prophet, 700 years before Jesus was even born. That's right, 700 years before Jesus was even born, is still irrelevant and needed today. He is more than just a baby in a manger. He is alive and active in our world today. He holds the victory over sin and death. He is our most wonderful counselor. He is a powerful and mighty God. He is the everlasting and giver of peace in the midst of the busiest season. This is where we most need to focus. Jesus is truly what Christmas is all about. He is our hope in this broken and crazy world. You know, my second point I want to make is in the book of Luke. If you read Luke chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, it says, "While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to the firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them." Friends, if you think about it, perhaps the most familiar of all Christmas passages is found in here in Luke in the whole chapter 2. And it is read by millions around our world during this season. But have we ever let the words pierce our hearts with a miracle in it all? You see, Mary and Joseph had set on this journey to Bethlehem right at the time the baby was born. It might have seemed like God's timing was off or that He hadn't gone ahead to prepare the details. No room for them, no vacancy, no place. Words that are still seem to hang close even today. Yet God's timing is always perfect. And His purpose unfolded to make every prophecy true. He was powerfully at work then and is still today. In a world that seeks to crowd Jesus out, where busyness stood abounds and our hearts stirred on the focus of other things, it can be hard sometimes to choose to keep, friends, Him first. It's all too easy that we get caught up in this whole dashing dash of the holidays and give our attention to what seems to be more urgent. Our focus gets blurred and the most important gets pushed aside. You know, it takes an active and daily choice to put Christ first, especially in a culture that says you're too busy to focus there, or a life that is too full and there's no more room. May God help us choose wisely this Christmas season through the whole year. Amen. Amen. My third point is don't be afraid. The Lord is always near. In fact, you go to the book of Luke and you read verses, and I'll go ahead and read it for you. Chapter 2, verses 8 through 14, it says, "And there were shepherds living out their fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said unto them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people today in the town of David. A Savior has been born to you, and He is the Messiah, the Lord. There will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothing, lying in a manger.' Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest and good in the highest heaven, and peace on earth and goodwill toward men to those who favor rest.'" You see, friends, Jesus came to this earth right in the middle of the night. Light ushers in straight across the backdrop of the darkness. How telling of what has had come to do. And at the announcement of our Savior's birth, the first thing that the angel said was, "Do not be afraid." Our world today, friends, can often seem dark. And you know what? It's hard not to worry and be afraid of what surrounds us. But Jesus is still the same, for He never changes. He is the good news. He is our joy bringer. He is the light of the world, so we do not have to fear. My fourth point is God, He came for all of us, the common, the broken, the struggling, and the needy. In fact, you go to the book of Luke chapter 2, you read verses 15 and 16, where it says, "When the angels have gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, 'Let's go straight to Bethlehem then.' And then they saw this thing that had happened, which the Lord had made known to us. So they hurried, and they found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby, and he was laying in the manger." You know, I love that the shepherds went there right away. They came in a hurry. They trusted that what God said was true. And when they went straight to Bethlehem to find the baby Jesus, they knew and believed this message sent from God. What a beautiful reflection, friends, of who Christ is and how He came to save. He came for us all. The common man, the hardworking night shift employees, the certainty weren't on these most popular lists. They were faces that were beheld the King of Kings right after His birth. This is one of the most powerful reminders to all of us that Jesus did come for us, the broken, the lonely, the ones that are struggling to make ends meet. In a world, friends, in a world that puts so much focus and attention on the rich and the famous, there's something very profound about the truth. He knows where we are, where we live, where we work, our hard circumstances, and He calls us to come to Him. My fifth point is, remember what Jesus has done. If you go back to the book of Luke chapter 2 and verse 19, it says, "But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart." You see, Mary, this young mom who was destined to raise the very Son of God in an earthly world with one single purpose, to die, to take place that took our place on the cross, to be our sacrifice so that we might live, to save us, friends, who cannot save herself. She treasured all these things. She kept all them safe. She kept them consistently in her mind and didn't forget them. She pondered them. She brought these things together in her heart. This word means to converse, to throw together, to even confer with one another, bring together, or even to fight the one. Every miracle, every reminder, every glimpse into the very face of God's redemption story. Eyes of grace, friends, healing touch, hope embraced. May God help us to treasure and keep all these miracles that He has done in our lives. As believers, we carry His light and His hope in this dark world. And may He help us to be such a beautiful reflection of the goodness every day that it would cause others to take out notice within us. My sixth point is that God is with us, our Emmanuel. In the book of Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. You know, let me just say this, that God never promised our way would always be easy. Always remember that. Or that his presence with us meant a life of convenience or comfort. But He did promise us this over and over in His word. He would be with us in it all, and that He would never leave us nor forsake us. He alone holds the power to turn off around any difficult season or loss, friends, that we might be facing. And He may bring great blessings and good with all of it. His very name reminds us He is always near. And even when we're alone, it's a powerful hope. So always remember that. My seventh point is, worship the Lord and give and offer Him a gift that only You can give. If you go to Matthew chapter 2, verses 10 and 11, it says, "When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. On coming to the house, that they saw the child with the mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped Him. Then they opened their treasures, and they also presented Him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh." You know, these wise men, they traveled great distance to find Jesus, and they brought Him these gifts that were fit for a king. I love how they humbled themselves before Christ, just as a little child at the time, and bowed down and worshipped him. Now, these men surely held much power, respect, and influence in the world, but they had a great riches and security in their guest. Yet, all through these things, friends, were not enough. They realized how important and still that our Savior is. May God work in our heart and draw us, friends, close to Him again this season. And may we be willing to humble ourselves and lay aside stuff that doesn't really matter and worship the One who does. Bring a gift to Jesus this season. Maybe it's a renewal commitment to spend time with Him daily. Maybe it's prayer for a fresh start. But whatever it is, God stirs within you, offer a gift to Him. And my eighth point, Jesus is the greatest gift. Go to James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good and perfect gift from above is coming down from the Father with the heavenly lights, and it does not change like shifting shadow. Always want you guys to remember that. My ninth point is Jesus came to walk among us. You know, the word in the book of John chapter 1 and verse 14, the Word became flesh and many of the dwelling among us. And when we had seen the glory of the one and only Son that had come from the Father, from full grace and truth. You see, Jesus chooses to live among us. He dwells within us, laying aside the majesty of heaven. Friends, so He could have walked into this world and points us to the Father. This is a miracle. God came to us and He reaches us even today. Also full of grace and the truth that sets us free. May we never miss the miraculous things because we're too busy or distracted from others. Always find time with Christ. My last and final point is in Scripture. Is Jesus came to save. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is the Lord and you believe in your heart He was raised from the dead, you will be saved. For this is from your heart, that is, you believe and are justified. And it is from your mouth you confessed in your faith and you are saved. Find that in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. These are the verses of Romans that remind us the most important message of Christmas. It's that Jesus came to save us. He came to rescue us. He came to provide a way through His Father. Amen. Amen. I want to play one more song. We'll lead off in prayer and we will close out. And that is Joy to the World. What a way to close out our show today. Again, the lovely music from Phil Driscoll. We're going to play his album before Christmas is over. He does have an album, Phil Driscoll's Christmas, that we're going to be playing for you guys. Listen, I'm going to take some time out to thank everybody here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Had a great podcast show today, guys. I appreciate that. And I want you to know you're loved and appreciated. So let's pray for you. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you forgive us of our sins. Let us have a great Thursday. Keep us healthy and safe and bring us back for yet another show, for we ask it in your precious name. Amen. Friends, I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. Again, this is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Also want you to enjoy life. I'm saddling up and leaving Faith Studio 1. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.